missing today, you ain't got a free beer. All right. On my side, who's ready to roll? Ready to go? Okay. Okay, we're about to begin the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos. We've got a little bit about Dhamma on Thursday, but now let's talk about where the parak begins. And it starts with the first major machlokes of Tanaim. The Mishnah starts with the Shachar and Chatzos. The Yudah Arma Ad Dalet Shel. So the Mishnah goes off to talk about the other Zman HaTfilah, which hopefully we'll talk about as soon as we continue. So we have a machlokes of Tanaim about when is the Zman HaTfilah. Now, again, let's put things back in perspective. We already know that, according to the Rambam, there's Tfilah Deraisa, but that has nothing to do with Zman HaTfilah. According to the Rambam, there's no such thing as Tfilah Deraisa in any real sense. I mean, maybe B'Shas HaKach, maybe B'Shas HaSara. So when we're talking about Zman HaTfilah, the first question we have to ask ourselves, are we talking about a concept in the Torah, or are we talking about a concept in the Rabbanan? The answer should be very obvious. We are only talking about a concept in the Rabbanan. So you would think that our entire sugya, we're learning a Dirabbanan Dika sugya today. That's what you would think. But as we find very often in Halacha, that a sugya may be the details, the specific applications may be with the Rabbanan. But Chazal do have a concept in many places in Shas called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ein Deraisa Tikkun. That means when Chachamim made up Dinim Dirabbanan, they didn't make them up just in a vacuum. They didn't just say that, well, let's make it Issa Dirabbanan just like that. They looked and they patterned and they tried to follow the rules min HaTorah, and they tried to pattern a Din Derabbanan following the packaging of a Din Deraisa. So this is a pretty good example of this, because here, when Chazal instituted a Din called Zman Tefillah, whether Zman Tefillah is whether Dal Shos or Chatzos, they clearly had the eyes on the ball. They clearly had the eyes on some kind of a Din Deraisa. What was the Din Deraisa they were looking at? It should be fairly obvious. Tomid HaShachar. Why Tomid HaShachar? That's the Gemara a little bit later on. I was going to explain.
Can we have a pasuk for that? When the Shalim comes.
Wait, we get a lot of things. We have a lot of things in that. So there is definitely some kind of relationship between Avodas HaTfilah and Avodas HaKarbonos. Let's even go back for a minute back to our Hakdama. Remember, we're going to keep it fully back in that Hakdama. Remember, how did the Sugya of Tfilah even begin? With what words? But the Torah does use the word avoida, which is a term that's usually reserved for karbanos. So there is no question there is some kind of a correlation between hilchas tefillah and hilchas karbanos. So, and on daf chavavah mebeis, the Gemara actually tells us that the whole model of davening three times a day, with the four tefillah of musaf, is all based on the world of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Kavod Tamid in the morning, Kavod Tamid in the afternoon, the offering of the Chelev, etc., the Evarim at night. So Hilchas Tefillah is definitely going to have its eyes towards Beis HaMikdash. If this is so, then we can understand that the Machlekes HaTanoim, about when the Sof Zman Tefillah Shachris is, does not start as a Machlekes Mederabbanan. It really starts as a Machlekes HaLav of Deraisa. When is the Sof Zman of the Korban Tamid? What do you think that machloika should depend upon? How would you even know when the Sof Zman of Korban Tamid is, or what word do you have to go on? What word does the Torah give us? Who here davened Shachris this morning? That's a big question. Who here davened Shachris this morning? Okay. Who here said Karbanos this morning? Okay. Who here said the Parshas HaTamid as the Karbanos this morning? Okay. Who said it in the 30 seconds before davening started? Who said it in the 30 seconds after davening was over? Okay. So. Who said it during announcements?
Maybe during
Halacha. Okay, at least during announcements. So the Torah says in the Parshas HaTamid, Esakeves Echa Tase when?
La Boker.
What does Boker mean? What does the morning mean? So I can understand morning in one of two ways. Either the morning means the first half of the day until Chatzos, which is exactly what the Tana Kama, the Ritter Rabbanan held, and therefore Midaraisa, you can offer the Korban Tamid until Chatzos, and therefore Midarabbanan, their Misaka in Zman Tefillah Shachris, Ke'en the Korban Tamid until Chatzos. And Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed on love of Deraisa when he translated the word Boker in Chumash. He translated it to mean not half the day, but rather the first third of the day, the first couple of hours of the day, the end of the Dalet Shos. And that would be a Din Deraisa, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, but Pashtus, you cannot offer the Korban Tamid after Dalet Shos. That's no longer called Boker. So to Midirabbanan, the Misakin Zman Tefillah, Ke'ein, that Din of Korban Tamid. That's the Pashtus, that Dvarim, in the Machlekes HaTanoim.
Was that just like preference? Like, why not the first fourth of the day, the first?
I mean, you want to know how did Rabbi Yehuda figure that out? The Rabbanan, I really understand, because right. half of the day the sun, you know, switches over in the sky. So the I got that. So how in the world did Rabbi Yehuda come up with that idea of Balat Shel? That's a good question. My dad never explains that.
He heard from her.
Okay, so we have to try to figure out, you know, what the makor for that is. You know, it sounds like it's not a halacha mashmizina because there is a machlekes hatanoim about how to define it. So we're not quite sure. So if I were to ask you, how should we paskin halacha in this machlekes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda? If you were a rishon and you were trying to paskin the shaila, how would you paskin between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda if you knew nothing else? If you just came to Shia the first day and you read the first two lines of the Mishnah, it would be a no-brainer. What would you say? What?
Chacham.
Anybody who wants to say?
Chacham.
Well, like Rabbanan, Yach Rama Karab. Everybody knows. Heard Rabbi Shechta say today, Rama Atlas, you follow the right? So that should have been the halacha. So that is generally the halacha, except there's always something that can trump that rule. What is that?
Edius.
When the Gemara says beferish that the halacha is like such and such a person, so then forget all your rules, forget all your klalim. If the later on the Rav Machria, this is the din, that's the way it goes. So one of the klali apsak that the Gemara tells us is that something that appears in the Mishnayos and Maseches Avios that carries a significant amount of weight. Why is Avios so important? Because Avios was, who remembers it's actually a suya later on for the brothers?
They learned that what they want.
On what day? What day was that?
And the day when Rabbi Gamliel was not nothing.
Oh, the day that Rabbi Gamliel was asked to step down, and Rabbi Loz Ben Zayin took over, and there was a tremendous kibbutz of Chachmi Yisrael. Everybody got together and gave different testimonies, and different halachas when Nikva were established. So one of the halachas that was established on that day was that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda by the Korban Tomid. And Mameila, since you follow Rabbi Yehuda by the Korban Tomid, that carries over to Hilchos Tefillah as well. By the way, just as an aside, anyone remember the Gemara later on, the fourth Berachah Brachas, that says that what kind of Tamidim entered on that day? Tamidim hadn't been around the earlier years. I don't know.
Not Tosh.
Oh, the Gemara says that they added on benches, right? The Gemara says that they added on 400 or 700 benches on that day. There were so many more Tamidim. The Gemara says that some of the Tamidim who came on that day were not the best of the best. They were the Eidah Kavar. They weren't the absolute greatest of Tamidim, there were some many great ones, but some of the ones who came on that day were not what's called Tachik Kivaro. So there's the famous word from the Bali Musar that why does the Gemara say that they added on 400 benches? Isn't that a strange way of like talking about it, like, you know, admissions in Yeshiva? Like we had 400 new benches today. We should say we had 400 new Tamidim today, right? Why 400 new benches? So Bali Musar explained that in the olden days, but only the greatest of the great, the most sincere Tamidim were let in, so then the accommodations weren't so great. So when the Tamidim would come, they would say, I want to come on time, my nafkamina. So after my room is small, my nafkamina, I don't have a closet, my nafkamina, the water doesn't work, my nafkamina, no paper towels, my nafkamina, there's no cereal, my nafkamina, you know, just things I don't want to bring anything, you know, down to earth there. My nafkamina, all this, some of the amenities of Al Haz aren't here. But I want to live on time, and that's it, my nafkamina. But on that day, a lot of new Tamidim came in. So those new Tamidim, wait a second. They don't want to know, gee, am I going to get the best Chavrusa? Am I going to get the best Shia? Am I going to get this Rebbe? Is the best Medish Gevaler? Are the chairs comfy? Are the benches nice? Do I have a nice bed? How are the waffles? How's the iced coffee? You know, those are the questions that they were asking. So that's what the Gemara was stuck in them a little bit and saying, you guys, the new guys want to come in. You guys don't want to come for Torah. You want to come for Gashmias. Go somewhere else for Gashmias. Come here, get a couple of Torah. Anyway, nothing to do with us. I'm just interested in Torah. I'm just sharing with you. Okay, anyway, getting back to that story by side. So, we paskin halacha like Rabbi Yehuda because whole tadad bebechirta because the Mishnah besets Adias supports the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So it sounds like it's a no-brainer. We follow Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, if I were to ask you, a guy wakes up at 11 o'clock in the morning. Okay, it wasn't his fault. His alarm didn't go off. You know, we heard all the excuses already. He comes bachlin into the mishmash 11 o'clock in the morning. Was no rabbi? Can I daven Shmonesrei? What should the answer be? What should the answer be? It's after 4 hours. 11:30 in the morning.
No.
The answer should be no. Finish, come on, wait for minchas. No, you can't. It's too late, right? You missed this man. So come to Rishonim, both the Rif and the Ramah, but both the Rishonim and the Memkarmas, and write something that seems to be at first glance very strange. Come to Rishonim and write that yes, it's true, you missed Zman Tefillah. It's true. No, not the end of the world. So just daven Shacharis now, that's okay. Shh, don't tell shh. You can still daven Shacharis. It's still daven. It's 11:30 in the morning. It's all right. It's okay. You can still daven Shacharis, even though you missed Zman Tefillah. It's not great, it's not a good thing, not something we should strive for, not something we should live our lives like. But at the end of the day, you're still yaitze tefillah, of a tefillah, what was it not? Not till it was not, but tefillah it still is. I'd kind of be a riff around and that's our state in Shulchan. That's what we pass the halacha. Very, very strange, very muddled. I don't understand. Is this not over? Is it not over? Yeah.
Mitzvah is
the
tefillah of this man. It's not the tefillah at all.
Well, the question is, what do those words mean even? I'm davening 11:30. Like, just explain me what the words mean. Let's say I want to daven Meir's now. I like daven Meir's right now, right? So it's I'm davening. It's not tefillah of this man. Is that okay? Probably not. But let's say what I want to daven mincha at 8 o'clock in the morning. I mean, there are zman tefillah, so I'm not supposed to be davening out of the context of zman tefillah. So what does this mean? If you really believe that Allah is Rechner of Yehuda, which you better believe because that's what the Gemara says, that's what the Mishnah Avi says. So if you really accept that idea that we do follow the view of Rechner of Yehuda, so zman tefillah is over, finished. So what does that mean? What's the pshat? So the chora. One can understand this halacha that the Rishonim of Mechadish in one of two ways. What are the two different ways of understanding this thing? Fundamental lumdish shaila. What's the nature of this halacha? On the one hand, zman tefillah is over. On the other hand, we're giving the green light to daven. Very modern thing. What's pshat? What's pshat?
Tashlum,
no. Oh, so one could go down the route of tashlum. Why don't you go down the route, which is the sugya that hopefully we're going to spend a lot of time talking about a little bit later on, the bottom of the Yomar. There is a concept of tefillah called tashlum. That even though a person missed a tefillah, he missed the boat with Gamre. I mean, he missed Meir last night. He missed the boat with Gamre. He wakes up 8 o'clock and says, Gavalt Kishrug, I forgot to have Meir last night. He must have, not the end of the world. You can dive into Tashlumin for Meir. Now, there's a whole package, how you have to do Tashlumin. So, what's the basic rule of Tashlumin? What has to precede the Tashlumin? First, you dive into the regular tefillah, and then you catch up with the Tashlumin. So, let's say a guy who missed Meir last night. So I would tell him this morning at 8 o'clock, he should daven shmonas for shacharis. Then after he finishes shmonas for shacharis, then he davens another shmonas for meir. It gets very long. This about tachan and tano. That gets labor. That gets not for now. Okay, later on. So Rabbi Sai, there is a concept of tashlum for tefillah. That's the gemara on the bottom of Chavav Amud. So maybe one could argue that that's what the Riff and the Ram was saying. That the davening of shacharis at 11:30 in the morning is not really zman tefillah. It's fundamentally not any different than davening a tefillah tashlumin at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for Shabbos. It's basically beged there tefillah tashlumin. That's really what's going on. Now it's a funny kind of a tefillah tashlumin because what is it missing?
First,
it's missing the first shmonas. It was the lead up shmonas. Well, it's not going to have the first shmonas. You know why? Because you don't have a zman for the first shmonas. So it's a really wonder, very strange kind of concoction here called the tefillah tashlumin. It's a tefillah tashlumin that's not piggybacking on the back of a pre-existing tefillah, but that's the chiddush of the Riff and the Rambam, that in a certain sense, it's a little bit of a kal v'chomer. It's almost a little bit of a kol shekein. You can daven this kind of tefillah tashlumin. Why is that? Because what's the kal
v'chomer?
You can daven, like, you know, you have to, when you say a kavachom, so you have to start with a model, whatever that means, I have no idea. And you have to say it like that, and you have to say it with Yiddish, and you have to correct it a little bit. And then they'll think you know what you're talking about. The maduch, you can daven tashlumin at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which is already hegiya hazman of mincha. Kalvachoymer, you can daven tashlumin at 11:30 in the morning. So that's what some Rishonim say. So that's the din. It's beget it tefillah tashlumin. Right? That's a shmuel like step shot, right? Who's going to give me another pshat?
Rachamim.
Oh, so Rachamim is always a very, very tricky thing. Because Rachamim would mean, well, I need the Rav Hashem's mercy. I missed Shemon Esrei 6 years ago. Let me make it up now. So there's a limit, even Rachamim Shemayim. You know, I mean, have a certain limitation.
I mean, because tefillah is derabanan, and you have, like, what's relying on.
What are you relying on?
If you have an opinion in the Mishnah that says
it's tefillah. Ooh, so you're telling me a whole other game. You're talking a different language than Shmuel's talking, right?
Yeah.
You're talking, Shmuel has a fighting chance because I know his name, because I know since he was a baby, but otherwise, well, besides having Zeb and Shmuel, okay, a few other hands. Okay, a few people are still there, but okay, I'll try to hopefully, as the summer goes on, we'll try to catch up. Okay. Get into the habit, like when you talk to me, just remind me again what your name is. I know you're going to be doing this for 6 weeks, so I'm still not going to remember, but at least let's make believe that we're going to try to learn everyone's name. Okay, so Rabbi Sai. So, wait a second, now we have a major machlokes developing over here, okay? Wait a second, maybe we're going down the wrong route, Lagamba. Mama's going down the wrong road. Maybe Shad is also. Shad is that I'm not in Shachris. But Zman Tefillah is over. Who says Zman Tefillah is over? Rabbi Yehuda, Mishnah in Avia. It could be that even though the halacha was nikvah like Rabbi Yehuda, but it wasn't nikvah legamre like Rabbi Yehuda under all circumstances. It was nikvah that basically you're supposed to almost like lechatchila follow Rabbi Yehuda. But if push comes to shove, it's still called tefillah because there really are shitas that do accept it being broken. And quite frankly, we really have no idea why Rabbi Yehuda put the and marked Dalet Shos anyway. As we pointed out before, Vishtate, where does it say that? Dalet Shos, where did that magic number come? Very strange shita. So maybe we're talking the wrong language. We're not talking the language of Tashlumin. Maybe the language that we should be speaking is the language of Hilchos Tefillah Mamish. It is davening. Now again, as the Rambam says, you can't really call it Tefillah Bizmana because push comes to shove, we really do follow Rabbi Yehuda, but it's really called davening Tefillah Shachris. So at 11:30 in the morning, am I davening a Tashlumin of Shachris? That's the first side. Or am I davening a Tefillah Shachris proper? Albeit, I can't call it Tefillah Bizmana, but it's still called Api Aloha Tefillah Shachris. Yeah.
Well, if we want to go by that, maybe it's just the Tefillah that we follow
Okay. So there is no question in halacha that there is a concept of lechatchila b'di'evet. Okay? Now those concepts, your Rebbe is 100% right, have to be understood and clarified properly by a competent Rav in the proper context of halacha. So this may be some, not that I'm being the competent Rav at this point, but there may be some Rishonim who are saying that in this particular product of Tefillah, the halacha may have been nikvah in the following way. That one is supposed to daven before Dalet Shos, but if one did not, until Chatzos still has a chelesh shame of davening your Tefillah. Okay? So in no shape or form.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so in no shape or form I condone your Avodah Zarah. But you know that. Okay, good.
Can we say that if you say in the Kesef Mishnah that the Rambam was not careful in what he said, can we say that that even b'di'evet he doesn't hold like the Rabbanon?
Okay, so we're going to have to see again. Ma'arif kamin ladin in the shayla. Okay, you're already touching like this.
In terms of the riff in the Rambam, the riff doesn't outright say, like he kind of hints to it in his first sentence or the clause, but he doesn't outright say like the Rambam that you can only go until Chatzos. Right, he says the Abba Gavulez in the Rabbanon to Amri Chatzos, so he puts it out there.
Right, but he is clearly talking Chatzos language. Because otherwise, why do you have to say that?
So why didn't he just say it out?
He's almost like contrasting that even though we don't really follow the Rabbanon, but you can still daven to Chatzos.
Well, he says we're talking about Achar Arba Shos, but then he doesn't say Achar.
Otherwise, then why did he put it in the context of Rabbanon?
He just makes it.
Yeah, but he's clearly what he meant. But you're right.
It's a cryptic way of saying it.
That is correct.
Is there any
off
community between the
two? Oh, off community. Of course, off community. Yeah. What do you think? I spent 20 minutes just giving you an introduction. Okay. So let's say we're up. Okay. And it's gewaltig. This talk you're learning is gewaltig. Geschmack. Everything. Okay. Okay. Good. That's fine. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Off community.
If there's something being the base of the original construction.
What do you mean by
we said that B'di'evet you can still daven on Chatzos, but then if you want to consider that it's a first Tashlumin, then I meant that it's a second Tashlumin.
Okay. So we're going to touch a little bit. Okay, so again, Rabbi Sai, so we have a Machlech Tribune in the Rabbanon, we have a Pesach at the Gemara, we have a Rishayin and Riffin Ramo telling us that for some way, somehow, some shape, you're allowed to daven to Chatzos. We have a chakira thrown out for us. Is this b'teres tashlumin or b'teres ikar tefillah shachris, an essential of his mana? And now we want some practical nafkaminas. So Rabbi Sai, the simplest practical nafkaminas is follows. If you go down the route of tashlumin, then you are subject to the limitations of tashlumin. You can't be any more makel than tashlumin proper. You are bound by all the limitations of tashlumin. What do I mean by that? There is one basic fundamental limitation of tashlumin. Everyone knows what it is? Chaykila Yavar to sugi a little bit later on. Tashlumin applies for who? Yes, Tashlumin applies for Shogeg. Something crazy thing happened. Again, missed as an alarm. Okay. Again, we're not advocating when it's a good idea to miss the alarm or not, but we can understand it.
You're
sick. I'm sick. A lot of things. What's not? Including Tashlumin?
Mazed.
The guy wakes up at 7 o'clock in the morning and he says, you know what? I'm not going to meet this morning. I'm going to play hockey. Okay? And then it's 8 o'clock. It's time to go play basketball. 10 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock. The student says, well, I'm this shop. It's no big deal. Let me get Tashlumin for Mincha. Sorry, Charlie. That's what the Gemara says, Befeirish and Abad Chavav Abad Aleph, that Tashlumin was never instituted for the guy who was amazed. Now we have a very, very watered down, very, very lenient version of what's called Shagig. Hopefully we're going to talk about that as we go on in the Sugyas of Tashlumin. But the Ikaron, the Gemara differentiates between Shagig versus Mazed. So now I ask you the following Shagig. The guy got up at 7 o'clock in the morning and he played hockey and he played basketball. And he takes another nap, he's so tired. And then at 11:30 he comes vakling into the Beis Medrash. He comes his rabbi, can I daven now? What do you think? Was it depends on. Depends. So if you hold the version of Tashlumin, that the whole heter, the whole ability to daven at 11:30 is rooted in Hilchos Tashlumin. So then Tashlumin, sorry Charlie, no Tashlumin for you, you're amazing, you're not a shaker. But if it's rooted in the fact that it's still fundamentally called Tefillah Shacharis, Shacharis, you blew the din l'chatchilo to l'bizmana, you messed up in Rabbi Yehuda, but push comes to shove, you can still daven. So that would be one potential nafkamina.
Wouldn't that more be davening like your leg grows like later, and like learning Torah, really Shacharis is, you can say it's contingent on a boker, because we know that there's a source for Shacharis being in the morning, so how can we say that you're really fulfilling?
Well, that's exactly our shaila, is do we really 100% hold that boker means for 4 hours and that's it, that anything after that is only Tashlumin? Or do we have a almost like a secondary version of Boker that we're almost falling back a little bit under Rabbanan? That's exactly the shot. So let's get another real nafkamina. Let's get another real nafkamina. Musaf, Tashlumin. Yeah, you gotta wait for next week. Not the next Tashlumin, but 4 seconds there. There's no Tashlumin. It happens to not be Tashlumin for Musaf. We'll have to wait for a while to get there. So Rabbi says, come with another nafkamina. Here's that same guy, but he's a shagig. Right? Leave out the amazing, but he's a shagig. He mamish, he missed the alarm. Alright? Alarm went off at 7:30, didn't hear it. Madrich knocked him over the head at 10 day, he didn't hear that either. Second Madrich came back at 9 o'clock, he missed that all. He mamish, the guy's shagig, gone. He's exhausted, he's wiped out, he's been cold red for 3 days, right? Okay? And all of a sudden, he jumps out of bed. 3 minutes after Chetzos. He quickly wants to know, comes right to me, Spanish, Rabbi, can I daven Shacharis now? He is now in what window of time, if I say? He is between Chetzos and Chetzos, right? He had not yet the time of davening Mincha. We can hopefully talk about that for later on, so why that Zman starts a little bit after Chetzos. But there is a window of time that is after Chatzais, before the earliest time of the Zman Mincha. And now his shayla is, Rabbi, can I daven what? Can I daven Shacharis now? What do you think?
That all depends on the Kesef of Mishnah.
Well, let's think it through, everybody say, depends on Achatira. Let's work it through together. Let's work it through again.
According to Tashlumin, you would be able to, because if you're able to say Tashlumin, you should be able to.
If you go down the root of Tashlumin, so the root of Tashlumin means that Lemaisa calls man that you haven't passed entirely the next tefillah. If it's ready a week later, 2 tefillahs later, there's no Tashlumin at that point. The calls man that you haven't completely passed the point of the next tefillah, there's Tashlumin. So that was what the Rishonim said, Kal v'chomer. That was the Madach. Remember that Madach is Tashlumin at Mincha. So Kal v'chomer is Tashlumin between 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock. And Kal v'chomer went ill. How far does that Kal v'chomer go also?
12.
Between 12 and 12:30 also. We're just going to give those arbitrary numbers. Everyone understands what I mean, right? At 12 o'clock before Chatzos, 12:30 before Mechidon, that's not necessarily true in any given day. So the guy who davens at 12:22, we could still label that as Tashlumin. But if you go down the other route and say, no, that's not Tashlumin. Tashlumin only exists, according to the second side of the Chakira, the essence of Tashlumin only exists if it's doing what? If it's piggybacking on the back of another tefillah. So the fact that you can daven Shacharis between 10 and 12, that has nothing to do with Parashat Tashlumin. That's a different word, Ligamre. What's the nature of that din? That's almost like B'diyevet, almost like we're kind of like Rabbanan people, kind of B'diyevet, something along those lines. So, but when does that end? The buck stops when, according to Bokir? After 12, it ain't Bokir the holidays. There's not a sheet on this planet that says that after 12 o'clock of the day, after Chatzai, you can bring a carbon tamid of the morning. Forget it. Too late. It's not Bokir the chlal. And therefore, it would come out that if you don't accept the root of Tashlumin, if you're willing, if you want to insist on the other vart, that the other vart can get you into trouble because the other vart will end at Chatzos. So now, let's give you a new shayla, right? We'll put the two fellows together. The first fellow was the guy who did what? He was the guy who was amazing, right? He was amazing, okay? Then we have the second guy who was a shaygeg, but he slept past 12 o'clock. Now I got a third guy. Who's the third guy?
Amazing.
The guy who's amazing, whose ball went until 12:22. Now he comes out, again to the base medish, sweating like a whatever. Put in the woods.
Like
what? His uncle is, but I was going to give it a little bit of a less beautiful muscle.
You guys.
Okay, something like that. So the guy, the same chaz was working about a Zoran Gam. Okay, so he's so he got this guy. It's 12:22. He was amazing, Gomer, and he's spitting up a storm. And he wants, okay, right, guys. And he wants to know, it's 12:22, Rabbi, can I dive in Shacharis now? What's the psalm? Who's going to tell me?
No.
What are the two words you have to say to this guy?
All
day.
It depends.
That's good. Yeah. I would say not me. I would say what? Me.
It's me. Not
the man of Shachar.
The man of Shachar.
Make it then the next 5 minutes again. The man of Shachar can't have Shachar. Why the man of Shachar? Let's say that. What does the man of Shachar mean?
Either way.
Which way you go? One, let's hear it. Everybody say, let's hear it.
His man's over.
If you hold that one, that's based on Tashlumin, this guy's a one. And he did not prove amazing. If you hold it's based on the still the man, it's too late. So this guy, the mazed, after Chatzais, blew it with Cholodes. Good, so far everybody said we have two possible enough communities, okay? Which may combine together sometimes. You have the mazid versus shaygeg. You have the half hour of post-window of opportunity. But now let's take the sugya one step further.
Is there a difference, the way the Kesef Mishnah, between Tashlumin and I guess the one of the Kesef Mishnah, where he said it was, by Tashlumin, he said Yotzei Yidei Chovaso, as opposed to when the Rambam said everything, he was like, like a more positive image, I guess.
I hear. I'm not sure. There's a nuance, a difference. I'm not sure there's any real halakhic difference. I hear. Maybe more just a wording of the same concept. I'm not sure.
Is there any kesher between that we can find anywhere between a tashlumin and that original tefillah? I mean, the second, like the minimum, let's say, mishachas.
Okay, so we haven't even begun to learn the sugya of tashlumin. It's a little bit later on. We're going to get to Ochlet Shem as the summer continues. So maybe after we get tashlumin, we may be able to fine tune it a little bit.
Throw out one.
Right, we may be able to fine tune it a little bit. So if I say, we're going to take a step back and begin to learn what appears to be an entirely separate and distinct sugya. And I don't know whether we're going to even get to the connection between the two sugyas, maybe till tomorrow. But let's take 10 steps back and learn a different sugya, Masechet Brachos, and eventually use that other sugya to reconnect back to our sugya that we're discussing right now. So we're going to put a chus tefillah and zman tefillah on hold for now. We're going to begin to focus on another zman in halacha, zman kriya shema. It seems to be a totally different ball game. Seems to be unrelated, but again, can't tell whether it's related or not. So we might say, Torah tells us you have to say Shema. What are the two magic words? Shachar Kima. Okay. What's considered to be Zman Kima? When do people get up? know you guys.
No, three shoys.
Okay, so the Mishnah, on Daf Tes in Maseches Brachos. So I hope you guys chance to see it. Quotes Machlokes HaTanaim between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says that Zman Kima. What? So comes Rabbi Eliezer and says, Adonetachamo. You have to recite Kriya Shema before sunrise. Because by sunrise, everybody's up already. Now again, this is an old world, pre-Edison, pre-electricity, pre-electric lights. So,
farmer culture.
Yeah, so, you know, like in the Moshav, big mayor. So, guys get up, everyone gets up early.
The roosters, they wake
up. People, that's right, they're up at the crack of dawn. Okay, and everyone's up getting ready to work already before sunrise. Of course, by dark, everyone's in bed. There's no night seder, there's no night activities, nothing. Fine. So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it makes a lot of sense that Zman Kriya Shema is a function of Kumecha. At the time, Zman Shem Adam coming. And Rabbi Yeshua is a gewaldig chiddush. What does Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's okay. You have 3 hours into the day because. Why? She came dech malachim lama b'shal shos. Because the kings, the princes, so they have nothing to do, they don't have to work, so they can stay in bed for a couple of extra hours. Even they eventually get out of bed and step in the whole day. So by 3 hours into the day, ready to b'nei malachim are up, and that's the zman of Rabbi Yeshua. So machlokes is Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. When is the self zman of Rabbi Yeshua? Baruch Hashem, for everybody in the room, myself included, that the Gemara Pasch is like who? Allah is like Rabbi Yeshua. So we can breathe a sigh of relief. If the halacha would have followed Rabbi Eliezer, we would have had to get up every morning before, let's say this time of the year, sunrise is about 5 something or other. We would have had to get up in a turn to say Kriya Shema Bizman, Baruch Hashem. We could stretch it out until, like we stretch it out in Shabbos, pretty close to the buzzer. We could stretch it out until Sof Gimel Shos. Okay? There is an interesting machlokes, a very important machlokes, about how to calculate those hours. Anyone know the machlokes? Famous machlokes, the Magen Avraham, the Gra. The Magen Avraham says the hours begin to be calculated from when? From. So close? From Alos? From dawn, according to the Gra, they calculated from Nates. So most of us follow the view of the Gra. It's called the late Zman Kriya Shema. That's the Zman that's usually printed in most of our calendars. Many people read Shalom Machra in the Magen Avraham, but then Kolo Baruch Hashem, we follow the Midrash of America, we're more Makel, we follow the Midrash of the Sheep of the Gra. Okay, fine.
Uh-oh.
Which one?
No, just asking why is
in the
Lachem, it's not. Like,
we're not
talking about normal people.
Oh, it's Gevalga Kasha. It's a bomb Kasha. You get there, Kasha. Fine. So it's clear as day. It's clear as day that the halacha is halacha Rabbi Yeshua. Zman Kriya Shema is nikva basa of kumecha. We pass against nikva basa of bnei malachim and shalma yisrael. We're good to go. Comes the Gemara has a startling statement commenting on a Mishnah in Brachos, and the Mishnah says, "And what if a guy missed Zman Kriya Shema?" So the Mishnah says, "All right, it's not good. You blew it, but." You should still say Shema afterwards. You know why? It's no worse than learning. Learning is also a great thing to do. So it's like learning. I'm learning from Mishnah. The Gemara adds on, not only is it just like learning, but you can even say the what? Say the brachas also, which is a startling statement. Why do you say the brachas? Based on what? Based on where? The Marashach, do you really believe in Zman Kriya Shema? Do you really believe in Bishur's right? Do you really believe of Kumecha that after 3 hours you're not yotze? How in the world can you say the brachas after the Zman? It's like Lamashal, I would say to you, you have to eat matzah on Pesach night. But by some chance you didn't, and you ate it on Shavuos, that's okay. That's all right. You could still make a bracha. Allah chilas matzah, that's okay. You're really supposed to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. By some reason you forgot, now it's Tom Gedan, that's all right. You can still make the Shema blow shofar. That's ridiculous. That's nuts. That's off the charts. So what does it mean? Kilo, Lohifsin,
Abrach. Matzah existed on Shavuos, then yes, you could say that.
So how, but is Zman Kriya Shema after 3 hours or not?
Zman Kriya Shema after 3 hours?
Clearly not, right?
Are you a Lotiana or are you a
You are clearly not Yotze. I don't care where you come from in Europe, you're clearly not Yotze, okay? So a person cannot be Yotze. A person cannot be Yotze Kriya Shema.
It's not even.
A person cannot be Yotze Kriya Shema. After a person cannot be yotze Kriya Shema after 3 hours, so how in the world can he recite the brachos? That's a bomb kasha, right? A pretty, pretty serious kasha. So there are two fundamentally different approaches to this kasha. One of them is going to be significant for our sugya, is going to impact greatly on what we're talking about. and the other does not really impact directly on Asuya, but I want to give the second one first. I want to speak about that first, because it's the more eye-opening one, it's the more phenomenal one, it's the more that has tremendous chidushim connected to it. I want to talk about that first for a little while, and then eventually we'll come back to how this question ultimately relates back to Asuya. So again, Kasha's been coming to Eimei. How in the world can you say the brachas if it's not a Yushu? The Kesef Mishnah has written by what's Kesef Mishnah?
Yeah, Rabbi Yosef Kairos.
Kairos, Chavish, Panoch. Kesef Mishnah has a bunch of kashas, and to answer all the kashas, he comes up with a phenomenal yisoid. What are some of the kashas? This is one of the kashas. How in the world can you say the brachas after this month? That's kasha number one. But he has a bunch of other kashas. He's bothered with a question that somebody here asked me just a minute ago. Rabbi Yeshua says that Zman Kriya Shema is till the end of 3 hours because you follow B'nai Melochim. Does that fit into the way we usually paskin shaylos in Halacha? The Torah says of Kumecha. How is Halacha usually nikva? Based on what? Based on Rov, based on normal, based on what the regular Derech B'nai Adam is. Where do we ever find that there's a din in the Torah that's nikva basa because there's a couple of mishugayim who are still laying in bed till 9 o'clock in the morning because a king, what's the prince's names? What are their names?
Harry.
What's the other guy?
Charles.
Charles. William. No, Charles is the father.
William
and Harry. Right. Yeah. Okay, so you got Charles, you got Prince Charles. He's still waiting. He's been waiting for 70 years for Queen Elizabeth. I remember when I was a kid, they said Queen Elizabeth was so old, they were waiting for that. 70 years later, 50 years later. Okay, so you got this prince, and that prince, and Yenim prince, and Shemetim prince, now you got the third guy in line, and the fifth guy, and they're all sleeping. By the end of the day, they're not arrived. So what do you follow the B'nai Melachim for? That's kasha number one. Bomb kasha. Bomb kasha.
I don't know if it's generally how you pass the Melachim, but could you say that it would be a big tear call in Amisal, and a lot of people would end up not saying
but first of all, we're being Kaveya, didn't you? I said, yeah. So Adin Deraisa, if it's a tircha, then he stopped being tarech, right? So you're right. By Dinim Derabanan, so you could say the Chacham didn't want to make too many tircha. Sometimes they make things a little bit lighter for us, maybe sometimes. But if it's Adin Deraisa, the Torah says you came to love and test the lachs on Shabbos. So
tircha
tzibur. What?
Tircha
tzibur. No, not so simple. Tircha tzibur means that's a fact that the Chacham sometimes say. Let's say, but the Chacham make a certain Din Derabanan. If it's too hard for the tzibur to keep it, then they won't make the Din Derabanan. That's true.
They're also up at the time.
Right. But when you're dealing with Dinim Deraisa, and the Torah says you can't drive on Shabbos. Oh, it's such a tircha. The Torah says finish the discussion. So if there is a real, if there's a real mitzvah Deraisa, kriyishma bizman of kunecha, so get out of bed. Right? So that's a bomb cash in Kesef Mishnah has. Number one.
Is the Kedarach Malachim, the fact that
the Malachim
get up and Shal Shal, that's the Sibar, or that's just but a Simon?
It's
a
Simon to what?
That's the end of
the Zman. Well, not so simple, okay? We're going to have to come back. You're touching a little bit on the Rabban. We're going to get that a little bit later, okay? A little bit. We'll put it on hold. So again, let's chaz the kash to kesef mishnah, no? So the bomb kash number one is Adam, right? Elohim hit Sinab Rochas. Well, why not? Why need the Mavs of the Rochas? It's too late already. Number two, why in the world is Man Krishma Nikva Basa the Yechid? It doesn't seem to make any sense. Okay? Have any more kashas? No more kashas? Everything's great? Okay. What else?
That's like I understand
the Shabbat. Okay. Hold on. Third bomb kasha. I'm Zelz Mecham, the bomb kasha. Let's go to Zman Krishma Be'era. Let's go back to Krishma Night for a second. Because again, it's a package deal. B'shach Chov Kudecha. I want you to translate for me precisely. Let's say you're writing your own art scroll interpretation, okay? Just give me taich in the words. B'shach Mecha Chov Kudecha. I want you to translate the word B'shach Mecha for me.
When you are
what?
Lie down.
When you are lying down?
No, when you lie down.
In your lying down.
When you lie down.
In your lying down.
I have a long Nishashaya.
When you lie down.
You're lying down.
In your
So the Torah is telling me to say Shema at the time that is a time of lying down, or is it a time when you are already in the state of lying down? There's a time on the clock that people tend to get into bed. Now, when is that time? I don't know. It starts to get dark, a little bit after dark. This is magic. By 3 o'clock in the morning, people are not getting into bed. Normal people, not people who play flag football, so normal people in the regular life. You know, they're going into bed at a normal time. So you reach, yes, you move the dog or whatever it is you want to call. 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, whatever number you want to put on. Good, fine. Okay, there's a time that people are shechev, they're going into bed. Then there's a whole other time that people are in bed. They are lying down. They're not going to lie down, but they are in the state of already lying down. What is Bishach HaKomi? That's a big difference. So what's the answer, Baisai? What's the answer to that question? Does Zman Shechiva depend upon the time that people are going to lie down? Or does Zman Shechiva depend on the time when people are in the state of lying down? Before Rambam.
Going.
It's one or the other. There's a big difference.
You can say it after my
report. It starts from when they go to lie down.
I want to say Shema 2 o'clock in the morning. Here's the question. Can I be yaitzeh the mitzvah d'oraisa b'shacham kot 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
If you interpret b'shacham kot to mean the time people are going to sleep, normal people are not going to sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning. But if you hold that b'shacham means time that people are sleeping, they're in bed, so even at 2 o'clock in the morning would be acceptable. This Rabbi is the first machlokes in all of Shas. This is the machlokes at Tanayim. The very opening line, the Mishnah Brachas. It's a machlokes between who and who? Between Rabbi Eliezer against pretty much everybody else, right? So Rabbi Eliezer held that Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis ends at what time? What time does it end? A Shmua Rishayna, the first third of the night. So let's say a perfect day. Let's say imagine that the night starts at 6 and ends at 6, right? We call it a perfect day. Perfect halacha day, it doesn't exist. 6 to 6. So what time is Shom Zman Kriya Shema? 10 o'clock. Just the time of Rosh Yeshivas. Daven Meir, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's too late. You blew it. You missed the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema. Everybody else says it's not true. Everybody else says you can say Kriya Shema till much, much later. Then there's a technical machlokes Chacham and Rabbi Gamliel, just when the later is. So the Gemara explains that everybody agrees, outside of Rabbi Eliezer, everyone agrees you can say Kriya Shema till the very morning, until the Shacha. Chachamim just said, as a good idea midrabanan, what should you do? Say it before Chatzos. You know what? Because if you say it after Chatzos, what's going to happen?
Forget.
Next time you're going to forget. And Rabbi Eliezer said, no, you're not going to forget. It's okay. You can say it even until 3-4 o'clock in the morning, that's fine. But midaraisa, everybody short of Rabbi Eliezer, means both the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, midaraisa, everybody agreed you can say Kriya Shema 3 o'clock in the morning. And Rabbi Eliezer said nothing really midaraisa. What's the Nekudas Machlokes? So it's clear, our Shaila. Is Shechiva mean a time you're going to bed? Is the Shechiva mean a time that you are laying down in bed already? How do we paskin la halacha that shayla? We definitely don't accept Rabbi Eliezer. Whether we follow the Chabur of Gulil is up for debate. It's a shayla Rishonim. But everybody agrees that to chatzos, you can have a mic. Not my 11 o'clock at night, no problem. Not my 11:30 at night, that's okay. That's all right. And according to many people, you can have a mic. You can look at 2 o'clock in the morning. Or at least be at 2 o'clock in the morning. According to Rabbi Eliezer, after 10 o'clock is too late. So we pass in halacha that shechiva means a time that you are in bed, even though you're not getting into bed at that point. What's the third bomb kash and kiss mission?
Oh, he said, because what's the contrast of kumacha?
If shechiva means kozman sheshochvim, so why doesn't kima mean the same thing? Kozman sheh,
you're
in the state of being calm, which would mean when?
Which
would mean when? Right now, I am calm. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I am calm. At 5 o'clock, I'm calm, I'm up, I'm awake. So Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis should be the entire day. Why Shacharis? The entire day. A lot of guys like that kash, right? But hey, a lot of guys say, yeah, it's good kash. Why am I getting up to say Zman Kriya Shema Zman? Right? Why can't I daven at 3 o'clock with Gal Tzian? Okay, right? I'm also Gal Tzian, I also daven before this. So what's going on? Right? What's going on? So says the Kesef Mishnah, have three bond caches. Again, it's chaz and caches, but he said three caches, no? What are the caches? What's the Hipsi Brachas? My Hipsi Brachas? Why do you blew it? It's not over. No? Why do five kings? They're only Yechidim anyway. And what happened to the US? So, Rabbi said, there's a cloud problem. You know what the cloud problem is? Yes, Akasha. Yes, Akasha. Yeah, Akasha's Akasha. You have two Kashas, and then you develop what?
Inside.
And you have more than that. Three Kashas, what do you have? You have a Shia Kloli, but you have a whole Shia. Okay? New Rabbi said, what's the Shia Kloli in the case of Mishnah? He turns the world upside down. Emon's on the
Kesavisha.
He turns the world upside down. Says the Kesavisha. It's near the Loimar. That Midda Araisa. You know when Zman Kriya Shema Uvuv Kumecha ends? Midda Araisa? You know when? When does it end? When the Soiv Zman Kriya Shema. You don't mean Netzachama, you mean. You mean Shkia. When the sun sets, when the day ends. For anyone who woke up late this morning, you could be Yaitse Kriyash Madhya Raisa, says the Kesav Mishnah right now. Aye, the Mishnah says, my Kriyash was a Kriyash called a Kur Kriyash Madhya Chazman. That's an Issa Madhya, it's a Din Madhya Rabbana. Why does Chazan make the Din Madhya Rabbana? It makes a lot of sense because they're afraid. If you don't say Kriyash in the morning, what's going to happen? You're going to forget, you're never going to say it. But according to the Kesav Mishnah, it's Nira Loloimar that sows by Kriyashma. It's only a Chumma Midirabana, Midiraisi, Yaitse the entire day, Uvkumechaksiv. Therefore, all the pieces of the puzzle now fit into place. Why the Hifsin Abrachas? Why can you still say the Brachas?
So there's not a Raisa. Right? There's not a Raisa, you still have a time to say.
Midiraisi, it's the limits for no problem. Why do you follow the Yechidim? The Chachamim made the din anyway, so they didn't want to make it so difficult for people, right? As long as some people are still getting up, it's good enough. The Midrash said anyway, you're good to go the entire day. And why? It's not parallel to Shechiva? What's the answer?
Because
it is parallel to Shechiva. It is parallel to Shechiva. Midrash. The conclusion of this Kesef Mishnah is Pilei Ploim She'en Kavayu. Nobody follows this Kesef Mishnah. No Pesach in the last 500 years Paschas like this Kesef Mishnah. La halach l'maisa, we do not follow this Kesef Mishnah b'chlal in any shape or form. We Paschim 100% by Kriya Shema in the morning is D'araisa B'lishim Sofek. But the question becomes, Kesef Mishnah did raise some very, very powerful questions. So if we want to reject the Kesef Mishnah solution, we have to come up with some very, very good answers to those questions. And some of the answers that we're going to come up with, Amir Tashem, are eventually going to impact back in our sugya in terms of Zman Tefillah. So we spent the first half of today's shiur talking about focusing on Zman Tefillah. Then we quickly ran to Zman Kriya Shema, thinking that we're learning two different sugyas. And hopefully, Hashem, tomorrow, we're going to come back and connect the two. We're going to see that there is a very, very real connection between the two sugyas.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Tell us the difference at night.